I think that there is a broad consensus that we're underinvesting in infrastructure in this country, and certainly here in Washington, we see it play out on a big stage in the Congress with the administration. But I would say in both of those places, both with the Trump administration and certainly with the Congress, there's an acknowledgement that we need to do more, that infrastructure is the backbone of a thriving economy, and that that investment is going to have to come from all sources, whether it be the federal government, state and local governments, or the private sector. Now, the differences begin pretty soon after you get past that statement, because I think there is great division in the country about whose responsibility is it. Certainly, the Trump administration has sought to incentivize state and local governments in the private sector, with the federal government playing the role of providing seed money and being more of a junior partner in the enterprise of providing for infrastructure in this country. I think state and local governments, certainly the members of our association, AASHTO, the State Departments of Transportation, see the federal component of investment in transportation infrastructure as critically important, because it really is kind of the foundation upon which state DOTs build to provide for the transportation investment needs within their states or within their communities. So it's got to be a shared responsibility. I'm optimistic because there does seem to be such a strong consensus, whether it be at the state level or at the national level, that it's time for us to do more. It's time for us to invest in infrastructure. But the question always comes back to whose responsibility will it be, and how will the revenues be raised to provide for that additional investment?